The business news starts with the business of rebuilding. Real estate brokers on the Gulf Coast say houses that survived Hurricane Katrina are more valuable than ever. It's happening because so many competing homes were destroyed.
You can't lose 200,000 homes without putting a whole lot of pressure on existing housing stock. The market is a perfect animal, supply and demand, period.
New Orleans realtor Arthur Strebko says he's been very busy lately. He's getting calls from interested buyers. On one day last week, he told us he'd received more than 50 emails from people looking to replace destroyed property or reserve new housing.
Here's the last one that just came in. This is a company, large manufacturing company in the region. They are coming in and want us to purchase on their behalf 150 homes in the New Orleans area that they can move into within the next week that are immediately habitable.
Now, like many cities, New Orleans was a seller's market even before the hurricane, and the storm cut right through the middle of many home sales after a contract was signed but before the formal closing.
Your gut reaction is the buyers would say, hey, I want to get out of this thing. And the sellers are going, no, I want to hold this sale together. Well, we're having the exact opposite. We're having buyers who are going, hey, I don't want to get out of this thing. I'm able to get it at a price pre-hurricane. The price of this real estate is going to go through the moon. And you've got some sellers who are going, gee, I hope they back out. I can get a lot more for this house now.
Okay, now this is the viewpoint of a realtor whose job is to see the bright side of the market. But history suggests he might be right. San Francisco's real estate market went up after the 1989 earthquake. So did New York's market after the September 11 attacks. Last year, Port St. Lucie, Florida, suffered two major storms. This past summer, the Census Bureau named it the fastest-growing city in America.